This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Tonight, Alec Baldwin, his first sit-down interview since the Rust movie tragedy.
It just doesn't seem real to me.
Sobbing and making a surprising admission.
Well, I didn't pull the trigger.
Plus, a murder shocks Hollywood. Why was the wife of a legendary music producer who is also the mother-in-law to the head of Netflix gunned down? Then, Bennifer's rekindled romance. Who made the first move? Ben Affleck finally talking about their love connection.
I try to conceal the embarrassing things about my life.
And does Sandra Bullock have her sights on joining Magic Mike 3?
All eyes are going to be on this.
Plus Mariah's cozy Christmas plans with her man.
Honestly, it's like a lot of it is for me.
And we are in Oklahoma cooking up an exclusive in the kitchen with the pioneer woman herself, Ree Drummond.
ET starts right now.
Hello and welcome to Entertainment Tonight. 41 days after the fatal set shooting on the movie Rust, Alec Baldwin sits down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos in a raw and emotional interview talking about the loss of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired.
You felt sadness? Do you feel guilt?
And I think of what could I have done?
You described it as a one in a trillion shot, and the gun was in your hand. How do you come to terms with that?
Alec breaks down at times during the hour and 20-minute interview and for the first time refutes claims about firing the fatal shot.
The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
The primetime special airs tomorrow night, less than 48 hours after a new search warrant affidavit was made public. Authorities claim armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed admitted the gun she supplied Baldwin was checked, but she, quote, didn't really check it too much. And is she blaming Alec? Detectives claim Hannah said they weren't even supposed to be pulling the hammer back. And now to a music icon's family devastated by murder. The matriarch shot and killed in a home invasion. A smash sliding glass door. This is the scene in Beverly Hills where Jacqueline Avon was shot and killed early this morning. Jacqueline is the wife of the godfather of black music, record exec Clarence Avon. From Tyler Perry to Tyrese Gibson, celebrity reaction continues to pour in. Clarence nurtured the careers of Michael Jackson, Snoop Dogg, and many more, as seen in the documentary The Black Godfather, which included wife Jacqueline.
That's all he's ever done anyway.
Just help those who need help.
Such a moving documentary for your dad.
It was a lot. It was emotional.
We talked to daughter Nicole Avon, who produced the Netflix doc. Nicole is married to Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos. No suspects in the shooting have been found. Meanwhile, Chris Cuomo is speaking out after newly released evidence led to his suspension from CNN.
It hurts to even say it. It's embarrassing, but I understand it.
On his SiriusXM radio show, Chris addressed the network's decision yesterday to indefinitely suspend him for allegedly lying about his involvement in helping brother Andrew with his sexual harassment case.
It's the last thing I ever wanted to do was compromise any of my colleagues.
That's where we begin tonight.
Last night, Anderson Cooper filled in. CNN tells ET they will conduct a further evaluation.
I respect that process, so I'm not going to talk about this anymore.
It'll be very interesting to see how this process plays out. All right, let's move on to happier news, because Ben Affleck is talking all about his second chance at love with J-Lo. And you know someone else who loves love? Nichelle Turner. She joins us from Madame Tussauds, New York, in Times Square. You love love. Let's be honest.
I do. And I especially love a second time around story, Kev. Now, listen, Ben is well aware of the fascination surrounding him and J-Lo. And while they may be keeping things closer to the vest this time around, Ben also can't help but celebrate it.
I try to conceal the embarrassing things about my life and only reveal the appealing things.
That includes Bennifer 2.0. Ben told WSJ Magazine, quote, "I am very lucky in my life that I have benefited from second chances, and I am aware that other people don't even get first chances."
My wife was all excited. She's like, how do you think it happened? He said, "Tell your wife to imagine the most beautiful story possible, and that's the truth." I think he's now learned to keep some of these details private.
It is a lesson learned after putting their relationship on full display back in the day.
Maybe you guys could get a little more press for this, though.
We're trying to get some. Can you see if we can get in the papers? I'm trying to get.
Could I?
A source tells ET the couple is planning on spending Christmas together with all their kids, and Ben is planning a special gift for Jennifer. Whether that's an engagement ring remains to be seen. In the magazine, out December 11th, Ben did reveal one of the most important things in life is being, quote, a good husband, hopefully. Ben also got candid about his past struggles with alcoholism, quote, "The only real cure for alcoholism is suffering. You just hope that your threshold for suffering is met somewhere before it destroys your life. A lot of that pain is rooted in pain caused to other people."
I think he's very proud of the man he is today. He's aware of the mistakes he's made. He's talked about the pain he's caused people through his actions and his decisions. He feels good about where he is in his life.
I love how he's so transparent about his journey. It's really important that he talks about it. All right, Kev, you were actually with Ben's former co-star, Sandra Bullock, last night. I'm jealous.
Oh, so much fun seeing Sandy B. And yeah, we talked about Sandra's performance in her new film, The Unforgivable. I mean, it is an acting masterclass. But could her next movie be dancing alongside her Lost City co-star, Channing Tatum?
It seems like you and Channing had a lot of fun. Could you be in his next Magic Mike? Because, I mean,
he's doing a lot of, you know, asking for me to come on board with my skills in the stripping world, which are, they're world renowned.
Yeah, you can say Sandra and Channing bonded while shooting their upcoming action romance movie. But as for her appearing in that Magic Mike sequel,
let me show you how it's done.
I don't know if I want to do it and then take the attention away. Channing needs that moment. And if I step on stage, you know what's going to happen. It's like all eyes are going to be on this. It's all going to be on Mama. Yeah, not really, but in my world, that's what would happen.
Don't do that, maybe.
At 57, Sandra is completely devoted to raising daughter Lila and son Louie, but she's not looking forward to when they grow up.
I just need to have them be prepared when they leave the home, but I'll be following them. I'll be back there.
That's right. You'll be there, right?
I told my son, I said, I'll be in a black sedan following you. He goes, what's a sedan? And I'm like, oh, okay, what's a cooler car?
Don't even pretend this is about her.
I was protecting her.
After the success of Bird Box, Sandra returns to Netflix, going toe-to-toe with Viola Davis in The Unforgivable. It's in select theaters now and streams December 10th. Sandra plays a woman who is released from prison after serving 20 years for murder.
You said that this will be your last drama. This movie is a lot.
It wore me out, but it also filled me up and got me excited. That's the fun part. We're here to entertain. We're here to make everyone's lives, you know, easier for those that hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, and I think we did that.
The movie is that good. Please check it out. And it was just good to see Sandra. All right, now let's move on to the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, because her holiday anthem is about to reach a major milestone. Just don't tell Mariah what it is.
All I Want for Christmas is almost 30 years old.
First of all, I rebuke you because I don't know numbers, okay, Kevin? Stop trying to age me. You go talk about what you were doing 30 years ago.
Every year, Mariah makes more than half a million off of royalties for her Christmas classic. She's reportedly made more than 50 million so far. And this year, she's got a new song she hopes makes your playlist. Oh, baby, we gotta fall. It's called Fall in Love at Christmas, and it's a collab with Khalid and Kirk Franklin. We gotta fall in love again Christmas time. Mariah directed the video along with her boyfriend, Brian Tanaka. He, along with her now 10-year-old twins, Rock and Roll, will appear on her new special, Mariah's Christmas, The Magic Continues, which premieres Friday on Apple TV+.
What are you doing with them babies for Christmas?
Oh, my gosh. If them babies don't enjoy Christmas, I don't know who does, okay? I spend the whole year figuring it out. And, you know, look, they do enjoy Christmas. We ski, they go, I mean, we ski. They ski. I take one run down the mountain and I'm good.
The reason for going all out for Christmas?
When I was a little kid, growing up with no money, being mixed, having identity issues, that's the reason that it motivated me to really go all the way in every Christmas, every year. And I just want my kids to have the best time. And honestly, it's like a lot of it is for me.
Speaking of kids, what's Mariah's take on them babies' dad, ex Nick Cannon's 7 total children?
Will any of their stepbrothers or stepsisters ever get to enjoy Christmas your way? Because it's a special way.
Is it step? I don't think it's step. If you're not married to the person, that's a different interview for you.
I love every single interview I have with Mariah. All right, let's head down to Oklahoma, where Lauren Zima is with our special guest, Ree Drummond.
Thanks, Kev. And coming up, we are getting a tour of the Pioneer Woman's Kitchen and Ranch, featuring tons of cattle.
And don't forget cowboys.
But also ahead, we have our exclusive with music legend and queen of Twitter, Dionne Warwick.
So many young people are tuned in and waiting for everything you say.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Well, Lad and the cowboys are gathering some cattle. You're living Yellowstone. It's much more dramatic out here.
Have to ask how you're doing. It's been a couple months, several months since your big accident. How are you physically?
really good.
Okay.
Yeah, about 100%. They put a rod and some pins in my neck, and it's all completely good.
All right. I've got my boots on. I met a cowboy. I think I got to go see the lodge.
I want to take you there. Let's go.
Okay. Do we walk?
No, we drive.
Well, it is so nice to be here in the lodge where our special guest, Ree Drummond, shoots her Food Network show, The Pioneer Woman. Now, Ree, I just got to see your beautiful ranch. Do you enjoy the ranch, or is there just always a task to be done?
I do. I am a homebody. I get up at 5 every morning. And, you know, part of that is the promise of a big, you know, iced coffee. But it sounds cheesy, but I love watching the sun come up.
And you've been filming The Pioneer Woman for 10 years now.
Honestly, I started out as a blogger, and all I blogged about were funny stories about my kids. Then I started sharing recipes, which turned into a cookbook a few years later, and that led to a Food Network pilot. And, you know, if you had told me the day I started my blog that this would result, I would have laughed. I would have rolled my eyes, like, what are you talking about? I've enjoyed every step of the process.
A little birdie told me you could use some extra desserts for the party.
Candy coated Christmas, you made your acting debut. What did the kids say about mom's acting?
They all were pretty complimentary about my attempt at acting. I played a bakery owner in a small town, so it wasn't too much of a stretch.
Ree, thank you so much. And now I am ready for a tour of the holiday hometown that you have built. But first, it is our exclusive with the music legend who is definitely Team Taylor.
Left my scarf there.
Dionne Warwick's words for Jake Gyllenhaal.
What's he doing with the scarf? Give it back to her. And I mean it, too.
And what she's revealing about superstar collabs in the works.
I said, you gotta write me a song. He says, okay.
Welcome back to ET with our special guest, Ree Drummond. Ree, we got the Drummond Ranch right here, and now I gotta see the town of Pawhuska.
Can't wait.
Let's go. I know that you don't love the word empire, I've heard that, but you've built quite a lot here, so what do you call it?
Definitely not empire. Empire to me implies that you're kind of on a throne, you know, resting. And watching all this, you know, but I'm just so involved.
When you're just standing here and you see the Merck, your hotel, the pizza place, your sweet shop, what feeling does that give you?
I feel such pride for Pawhuska. We have amazing culture in Pawhuska. It's the headquarters of the Osage Nation. I'm glad that the businesses that I have opened here have attracted people from all over who might not have ever come to Pawhuska.
Yep, Ree pretty much put her hometown on the map. Her businesses are part of her estimated $50 million net worth.
So this is it, the Merck. Wow.
Welcome to the Mercantile, Lauren.
So this store, I mean, I see you everywhere, but what is your favorite item in the entire Merck?
It's funny that you say you see me everywhere because you will not believe this, but everything in this store I picked out.
So standing outside the boarding house, this incredible hotel that you and your husband Lad designed together.
Every once in a while, if we get a cancellation, I like to come and stay at the boarding house.
Really?
There are no chores.
Fun fact, the Mercantile can draw in over 6,000 visitors a day, and a must-have, one of Ree's famous cinnamon rolls.
I wish I could convey the smell through the lens.
You don't have to talk. Hi, Ree Drummond reporting because Lauren is no longer with us.
I hope Lauren brings back some of those desserts. Meanwhile, here's a treat for us all. I had a chance to sit down with music legend and bona fide icon, Dionne Warwick. You know, after nearly 6 decades in the biz, Dionne shows no signs of slowing down. And thanks to all her social media clapbacks, oh, she is more popular than ever. I talked to Dionne about it all in this ET exclusive.
What the world needs now.
You are so deep in the pop culture now. You had a recent appearance on SNL.
Dionne, why are you perfect?
Darling, I'm not perfect. I'm just very, very good. That was a ball. I've never lasted that much. I mean, the entire 12 hours I was there.
I know I'll never love
Dion first started making hits 59 years ago. The five-time Grammy winner will soon be 81 years young and has conquered social media.
I'm going to give you five.
Wow! Is it interesting to now be the queen of Twitter and that so many young people are tuned in and waiting for everything you say?
No, it's crazy. These youngsters who are kind of being mean to each other and ugly and using crazy things to say to back and forth, finally felt the presence of a grown-up.
But it was her cheeky tweet about Taylor Swift's song that got everybody's attention.
Left my scarf there at your sister's house.
She said she needs to get the scarf back, right?
Right, and I mean it too. I mean, man, what's he doing with the scarf? Give it back to her.
Just give her
what's
a scarf.
What's the point?
Right.
Like I said, if he can't afford it, I'll pay the postage.
Dion is so hot, The Weeknd and Ed Sheeran want to work with her.
I met him while I did SNL.
Yeah.
And I said, you got to write me a song. He says, okay, I'm going to write you a song.
And her brand new single with Chance the Rapper, Nothing's Impossible, is out now.
I kind of let him know that my son had written this song. And I'd love it if he would consider becoming a part of it. And he said he would love it. So don't ever question
who you are.
Proceeds from that single will benefit Hunger Not Impossible and the Kind Music Academy, the school founded by Dion's son, Damon.
Developing new talent to write their own music, to perform their own music, and promote it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a good thing.
I met with Dion and her son at the Om Zone, a meditation center which promotes healing and mental health through frequency baths and guided meditation.
Here's the beautiful thing. I've got the voice. I've seen it since I was really little. People coming up to her saying, your voice got me through this. Your voice changed my life. Your voice, you know, your. So I said, Mom, you've got a frequency of healing. Do you mind singing a few things over some of my composition as we're running a sound bath? And she said, sure. And when she speaks, the world listens.
Yes, they do. She is a true American treasure. All right, coming up, big news for Trevor Noah. Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'ma be under the mistletoe.
Only we've got your front row seat to Justin Bieber and Kane Brown's Feel Good Holiday Concert. And tomorrow, Wonder Year star E.J. Williams will be right here to guest co-host. And speaking of hosts, you know, Trevor Noah, he just killed it at the Grammys this year. So guess what? He's back.
There's more tension in that tent than at a family reunion at Buckingham Palace.
I think of myself like a waiter. So I come to the table, say these are the specials for the day. And then you go, may I please have some Harry Styles? And I'll be like, all right, one Harry Styles for you.
He is so good. The 64th Annual Grammy Awards air Monday, January 31st on CBS. See y'all tomorrow.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, goal,
or attending one live,
goal,
you can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.